Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, Pam, I see you. Can we hear you?
Can you hear me?
Yay!
Yay! All right, hooray. We're together.
Now you're in Ohio, and there's so much going on that's good in Ohio. We had Thomas
yes.
Rentz on already a couple of times talking about the lawsuit. What an amazing, amazing man. And I was just blown away because all the things we cover, he had in his lawsuit. I'm like, dude,
yeah.
You've done your homework. You must be
yes,
talking to some good people.
Have.
So I'm duly impressed. Let me get you into the one more shot here, Pam. I apologize. Like I said, that's what we the first time guest. We got to get you plotted in early. Let's see if I can get you into this next shot here. And this is why it's live TV and radio. And one more shot here to get you full screen. Stand by, y'all. Networking you in now. Pam is in and go, Pam. All right. Thank you for bearing with us. Go ahead, Pam. So, yeah, you know Thomas Rentz. You know a lot of the good people of Ohio that are friends of ours that are promoting health freedom there and making very good, strong relationships with legislators to do things in other states they thought were impossible to do. And I'm encouraged. And, of course, you are a loud voice and a great voice for this. And I want to get a backstory for those that don't know you yet. What was your wake-up call to get you onto this wavelength?
Well, I got woken up, if there is such a word, about 25 years ago. I got involved in healthcare and, I started a business, Wellness Farm Health. And my business is informed medical decision making. People should look at risks and benefits and consider evidence when making a decision. It's the way you buy houses and cars and retirement accounts and college educations for your kids and appliances and everything else you do in life.
Mm-hmm.
You check things out. If it's an emergency and your head's bleeding on the sidewalk, do what people tell you to do. But other than that, you should check things out. So that's my business, right? We help consumers with our libraries and educational programs, and we train health professionals. So for 25 years that I've been in this business, I've been fighting medical tyranny. And medical tyranny is it's illegal to practice naturopathic health and homeopathic health in most states. And tyranny is when a doctor, a psychiatrist says to a parent, if you don't give your child Risperdal for his behavior problems, I'm turning you into Child Protective Services. And tyranny is when people are told they have to vaccinate their children to get them into public school. These are all examples of medical tyranny. So what we're watching right now, it's the ultimate national, international use of medical tyranny to destroy people.
Mm-hmm.
And so I knew it from the get-go when this started. And I didn't really understand the breadth of the plan, but I knew that that's what it was. And when I woke up from the shock of it all, which we all went through that, I think, I realized that part of the problem is that you were talking about it when I came on. Americans have been, first of all, we've had it really good. We've sat back and we've let a lot of things happen because we didn't think we had to work so hard to keep our country free. And if we were going to solve this problem, it was only going to be by filing the right kinds of lawsuits and Americans getting together in such big forces that it could never happen again. So that's how I started Make Americans Free Again. We launched in July, and our objective is to, A, gather millions, tens of millions of Americans together so that we can free our people through lawsuits. And then we're doing some other things in our small groups as well that we can talk about too. And then another thing that we want to do is we want to actually have the power to take out politicians and threaten them if they don't do what we say. So I'll give you an example of what I'm talking about. You know, Mr. Fauci said, I don't call him doctor. I hope that doesn't bother you. But
not at all.
Mr. Fauci said in 2017 we were going to have a pandemic, and he is a psychic guy. All right. And if I had been equally psychic and said, we better start Make Americans Free Again in 2017, here's how things would have been different. Here in Ohio, we had some very brave legislators who drafted articles of impeachment against our little emperor. All right. I started the emperor empress thing. Everybody does that now. But but in any case, we couldn't get enough votes for them to do it. So he goes on terrorizing people the way he has. Well, think about if we had a couple million people in Ohio in our database and we could sort them by legislative district, and you sit down with a senator who won an election with, maybe 200 votes, and you say, listen, I want to introduce you to our new program. It's Citizens in Charge. We have 19,000 people in your district in our group, and if you don't impeach the governor, you're out of here in November. Last year was an election year. We should have been able to do this in every single state, and we couldn't because we didn't have that kind of organization. And people say, well, oh, Pam, but the Senate, the president won't take the vote and the Speaker of the House won't take the vote. Oh, yeah, they will, because what you do is you bring in all of your boxes of registered voters on a dolly, on a pallet, and you deposit it in the guy's office and you say, listen to me carefully. We aren't doing so well with Republicans here in the state. We're going to try Democrats. All right. So you either take the vote or here's the proof that I can take your caucus out. And if I take your caucus out, then you don't get to come back. This is the language they understand, because what they have all demonstrated state by state, they don't care about you. They don't care about me. They don't care about our children. They do not care about our schools, our economy, our businesses. They only care about being in office, 90% of them. So the only thing we have, the only leverage we have, is to take them out. And we've got to get the reputation nationally for being able to do it. They need to be afraid of us. And I'm not a confrontational person, but if they're not afraid of us and they think they're going to come back anyway, which they did, that's what's so horrific about it. They're all sitting downtown Columbus right now, just like they always have. They came back. All right. If we can't get rid of them, then we're going to be stuck with where we are. And that's not acceptable to me. So that's the long story of how I got into this.
No, it's a great story. I love that you've been awake on this front for so long. But as I see the inevitable outcome to living in fear, and people have been living in fear without the fear porn of the so-called coronavirus. They've been in fear of germs long enough and programmed year after year against, you know, flu and the flu shots, although not everybody has fallen prey to it. But it seems like a vast majority of Americans have, and many of the Western world and governments that have been captured by pharmaceutical interests, that if we were not afraid of germs, this could not have happened.
Were not afraid of germs, and if we were more in control of our government, this would not have happened.
Yeah, well, there's a two-pronged approach. Yeah, I agree, Pam, but there was no way they could get away with the claims that they've made that we're all going to die because somebody's coughed in China, right? And suddenly everybody gets the same thing. And yet, yeah, I agree with you, and I love the idea of getting, and actually I'm participating in this, getting together in homes now to set the stage to where you can go to the legislature or your legislator or your senator in your state with that box of, hey, we've got X number, dozens to hundreds of groups now meeting of people that will vote you out if you don't respond to what we're doing here, as opposed to just that one person here or one person there. I mean, that is the true groundswell. That even as they say, you cannot go to church, you cannot go here, they're going to have a hard time stopping you from going into people's homes. That's going to be a radical step up if they start raiding people's homes, having Thursday night meetings, for instance.
Right, right. Well, and there's a couple things that, let me talk about Thursday groups for a minute, okay? Because there's magic in Thursday groups, and I'll tell you the magic that happened. So I started last summer, you know, and by the way, I started Make Americans Free Again, and I think it's kind of a God thing, actually, at the same time that Jason Hedges started Ohio Stands Up. We were having identical thought patterns, same time. We finally found each other, like, just a couple weeks in. So that became the state organization. We became the national organization. So we started these Thursday groups, right? And so the first thing is humans coming together, not wearing masks in the same room, mental health improves. That's the first thing we noticed is people were, they're smiling. They're happy to be there. My group got up to like 50 to 70 people. We gave birth to other groups and areas. People come to see what we're doing. But the next thing that we started doing is, you know, having fundraisers for the attorneys. So now we have a social life. And where the money comes from for a lot of the stuff is most of us used to do things like have theater tickets or whatever. We don't have that anymore. So our social life is our fundraisers, right? So we raise money for the attorneys. But the other thing is we started this thing I call Small Business Rescue. And what this is in every small group, people or Thursday group, people said, we have businesses in our neighborhood. This is grassroots right in your community. All right. So let me give you some examples of small business rescue. Some of our groups have gone out, like they've gone to a retailer that's been having trouble and they buy everything that isn't nailed to the ground or to the wall. All right. Just buy everything. We have 50 people committed to buy takeout every week from a restaurant to keep them in business. We had one of the my favorite things is painting lessons. And the woman was having some trouble because she couldn't fill her place. So we said, how many people do you need to have paint in order to keep your business afloat? 31. Great. Friday of every month, you're going to come to my place. We have 31 people to paint in our place. Right. So now people have purpose. They're doing things that are meaningful. They're seeing their community rise up. And so they're invested in their community. So everything gets really good with Thursday groups. And wonderful attorneys and expert witnesses are walking into Thursday groups. We're getting ready to file in another state right now. The attorney is one of the best in the country. And he walked into a Thursday group and said, what can I do to help? Our experts walk into Thursday groups. And the more people you get, the easier it is to raise money. We're having an event that involves 350 people in a couple of weeks, and we sold out the tickets in an afternoon. Okay, so we don't have to worry about money for attorneys because we can raise it so easily. So the point is that everything gets better with Thursday groups, and the mental health of the people who attend, to building this coalition that we so desperately need, to funding the lawsuits, to finding the lawyers and the experts, and saving our businesses, can all be done with people getting together with other people and working together.
No, it's so simple. Yet it's so overlooked. And, of course, if they keep us divided, keep us separated through fear, then they succeed. They don't even have to – they hardly have to try hard at all. I mean, they've got, right, of course, the programming, the mass media. And it's you know, how do we wake folks up that are in a hypnotic trance? I realize I'm not – I don't have delusions of grandeur. I can't wake everybody up. You can't, right, wake – but we have a lot of people that are on the fence that are going along because they're nice people, right? They're good people. Mm-hmm. They don't want to rock the boat, but they would be perfectly willing to take off their mask if they saw other people doing it. Mm-hmm. And right, this is, to me, the most powerful way we can do that is say, come on, right, over. We got a few people coming on over. And maybe they're wearing their masks at the time. Please, I'm asking for compassion for these folks because they're living in a state of chronic fear right now, and they're looking for permission to take it off. So it might be a moment, but by the end of that first meeting, they're probably all going, "Woo, I'm breathing again. Yeah. This is awesome." And it's magical, but it's not. It's basically human to human contact. This is what gets us past the programming, the propaganda, and the hypnosis.
Right, exactly. And, you know, I think that when this all started, there were three groups of people, and there's one group that was really neglected. So you had the people that really bought the fear, and they're still afraid, like you're talking about. You know, they just, and it shows you the power of the media and that sort of thing, and we'll get to fixing that problem a lot later after we set our people free. And then you had the people like us who understood what was going on. They never bought into it. I've never worn a mask. I'm not going to. It's the next thing is the yellow star on the front porch, and I'm just not going to let that happen, right?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
But there's a middle group, and I think this is where we're really gaining a lot of traction and where things are going to change a lot, and that is the group of people who are just overwhelmed in the beginning. I mean, you just think about, you've been sent home to work, and you're home all day, and you've got three kids, and you only have two computers, and now there's school at home, and and I got a Zoom meeting at one, and I never did this before, right? So that group of people was just trying to survive and figure out what to do. Well, those people now have had enough time to think about this, and they're starting to say, wait a minute, school's been out for a year, and you're going to continue this nonsense? Wait a minute. I mean, you can go to Walmart, but you can't go to your local flower shop and pick up. I mean, none of this makes any sense if you just get a second to think about it. And that's where I think our ranks are growing a lot, is from that middle group of people who are fed up now that they've had a chance to think about it and realize how stupid this is. I think that I have a limited amount of compassion for the mask-wearing, frightened people, mainly because, I'll just share this with you, I'm a World War II buff for a variety of reasons. Mm-hmm. And I will tell you that the people who helped the Germans a lot weren't rabid Nazis, and they weren't rabid Jew haters. They were just going along to get along, and they ignored a lot of what they saw. And there are some very poignant videos of when the Allies freed the camps, going to towns nearby that had to smell the burning flesh, and marching those people through and saying, look what you let happen, you know. So I try to have compassion for everybody, and I don't want to hate anybody. But having said that, I think that these people will need our compassion when they find out what they facilitated, because yeah. I'll give you a statistic that'll blow your mind, and I can back it up. The Nazis killed 11 million people in the death camps, and it took them the entirety of World War II to do it. These people killed over 11 million people last year in 8 months from starvation and suicide and overdose and deaths of despair. We have a new entry on death certificates for older people. It's called failure to thrive. Mm-hmm. This is when a 90-year-old person in a nursing home who hasn't had contact for 8 months just decides to curl up and die. In Canada, they can elect for assisted suicide, and that's the new thing in nursing homes. People who said, I covered that in one of my video clips, a woman who decided to opt for assisted suicide rather than continue to be locked down. This is criminal. This is criminal that these people allow this to happen. And we will have to have, at some point in time, Nuremberg-type trials for some of these folks.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, we've been covering also the last week or so more intense things out of Israel. And it's stunning to me with my heritage. My mom's from Israel originally, and she's looking at this from America and looking back and going, do they not know history? I mean, how long has it been? Not that long. That now they're talking about green passports. They're talking and they're putting yellow stickers on people to enter into shopping malls after they've shown proof of vaccination. And yes, there are some Israelis that are outraged, and I'm going to interview one of those for tomorrow's show. That's the plan. But at the same time, as you said, there's a whole group of people in the middle that maybe just nice people, just trying to get along. At the same time, they're going to have to confront and look in the mirror at what they allowed happen because they didn't stand up with others, or they're too afraid. Any number of reasons. And again, I work on this all the time. I try to be tolerant, but I'm very intolerant of their intolerance for us. Mm-hmm. Those that are taking a more active role in looking to censor us or applauding efforts at censorship for this message, the message you're putting out, that we're putting out regularly. And it's very difficult. I'm just human. I'm finding it very difficult to have some tolerance for people that are so intolerant.
Well, the intolerance is a big issue because the inability to have communication and debate about something is frightening. If people actually are for that, is terribly frightening to me. I think the other thing is that at this particular point in time, it is almost impossible for me to think that a thinking person could still buy this load of crap. And that's just what it is. I mean, again, just think about the rules. The virus knows if it's 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock. The virus knows if there are two households or three households involved in the picnic. This just doesn't make any sense at all. And so the level of stupidity that it takes to perpetuate this idea in your mind, I just don't have a lot of tolerance for anymore. I don't think we want to do anything terrible to these people. I think karma will take care of them in the end, actually. But they'll have to answer to God at some point in time, I'm sure. But having said that, at this point, it's difficult to imagine somebody actually going along with this and thinking any of it's a good idea.
Yeah. Pam, can you stick around for a little while? We're going to take a quick break. All right.
Okay.
We're here with Pam Popper today, and y'all have been asking for her, and we got her finally. So thank goodness for that. She's doing amazing work. And if you haven't checked out the various websites, including Make Americans Free Again, we have that linked up in the show notes at robertscoutbell.com. And, here it is right here. We must make our voices heard. Helping out local businesses is a big part of what we want to see happen as more of these people in states and some governors are going to go, all right, stop at the mandate. I think that maybe Governor Abbott of Texas was jealous of DeSantis, and that's why he did it. I don't know. But that's one of the things I'm thinking about here. But for now, let's take a quick break, and we'll be back with more Powerful Healing here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
U.S.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. Today marks 56 years since the bloodshed over voting rights in Alabama.
The blood of John Lewis and so many other brave and righteous souls that was spilled in Selma on this Sunday in 1965 sanctified a noble struggle. And when the country saw those images that night, America was forced to confront the denial of democracy.
President Joe Biden signed an executive order to expand access to voting on the anniversary of Bloody Sunday. It alters the way the federal government handles elections, including by increasing voting and voter registration access for criminals in prison and on probation. A third and fourth staffer of New York Governor Andrew Cuomo have come forward accusing him of sexual harassment. Anna Liss and Karen Hinton were aides on Cuomo's staff. New York's attorney general plans to have an outside law firm investigate. This is USA Radio News. About two dozen Republican lawmakers are calling on the White House to reinstate former President Donald Trump's national emergency declaration at the U.S.-Mexico border. They said in a letter to President Joe Biden, "Your administration's refusal to enforce immigration laws has encouraged countless migrants to make the treacherous journey across the border." Lawmakers cited a surge in migrants, including unaccompanied minors at the border, that prompted warnings from Democratic officials whose districts lie along the southern border. Sources say U.S. border agents detained nearly 100,000 migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border in February. An advisor to former President Donald Trump says he has not mentioned replacing former Vice President Mike Pence on a possible 2024 ticket in a report from the Epoch Times. Trump criticized Pence on Twitter for not challenging the electoral results during the joint session of Congress on January 6th. At CPAC last week, the former president suggested that he might make a bid to beat Democrats a third time. USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least four times per day and inject insulin at least three times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Power of Radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, here we go. We're back, and we've got Ty Bollinger scheduled to go outside the box with us in hour two. Right now, we've got Pam Popper with us. For as much as she'll stick around this hour, we're grateful for that. And Pam, you know, you talked about a strategy of lawsuits, and I understand. And Superdome, my buddy, my pal, my producer, has said, you know, a lot of this is going to be decided in the courts, pushing back on executive orders that are unconstitutional, or even other, even legislative efforts that might be violations of the Constitution, whether it be federal or state, where we have a little bit more ability to change things at the state level. But there's so much corruption within the legal system, if you will, the judiciary. How are you able to navigate some of those things where they tend to be very biased in favor of the emergency, even if there's not a validation of that emergency, right? We see that arguments have not been allowed to even be made. Hey, where is the actual emergency? You've said it, but now we can't even challenge it?
Yeah. Well, I watched the initial lawsuits getting filed last year, and I think what happened is, and I totally get it, everybody was like beginning to get extremely angry and stressed and afraid of their own businesses and, you know, all that. So there was a flurry of lawsuits. There were a few thousand of them. They almost all failed. And one of the reasons is that they made a right claim. I mean, our constitutional rights are being violated, so that's not an incorrect claim. But the problem is the government comes back, like you said, says, well, it's an emergency. And then the judges tend to favor that because under the emergency powers that these people have, they have a lot of latitude. And let's face it, if there was a bubonic plague and I was going to die on the sidewalk in front of my house, I probably do want to be told to stay inside. So that's not a terrible thing, but they've abused it. So we decided, and I had decided even before I met Tom Renz, that the only way that we were going to get anywhere is to challenge the emergency. In other words, our lawsuit that we filed, and we filed it in Ohio and New Mexico, we filed it against the federal government, basically says that there is no emergency, that officials actually know this, and that they have essentially committed fraud. And we intend to file this in every state. I know a lot of people have concerns about the courts, but one of the things I've always done in my whole life is made numbers work for me, all right? I used to be a sales trainer before I was in the healthcare business, and it was all about the numbers, right? So here's my philosophy. If we file this in 45 states, we only have to win one time. One time we need a judge to say, you know what? I think you need to get discovery. I think that I'm going to order a temporary restraining order. And I only need one time for that to happen, and this whole thing starts falling apart. So, you know, when you work your way through the courts, it's like watching paint dry to a certain extent. You file, and they come.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we had Tom Renz on twice, and he's talking about the responses to this. It's like they throw stuff back just to delay. And,
oh, yeah, because they don't want to have to come up with anything.
Right. They don't want to rule on it. They don't want to set precedent that would limit their power. For me, the inherent, let's say, conflict of interest of going to a government court, asking it to limit government power, I know it's happened. I know, but there's a lot of times it doesn't. And like, then what, right?
Oh, but we only have to do it one time. Okay, only one time, one court, and we're good, right? So I really feel confident that will happen. But let me tell you something about what happens when you file the lawsuit, right? So real quickly, we were the first state to shut down. People don't know that. Ohio was the first to shut down. And we have good reason to believe, based on some intelligence that we have, that it was done for a specific reason. You have a conservative state in the middle of the country with a Republican, at the time, very popular governor, and he would play well on all the news stations because the mainstream media would love him because he's a Republican walking everything down. And of course, Fox would have him and the others too. And that's exactly what happened. He was the darling of the Sunday morning shows, you know. So we were locked down, and we were locked down hard. Well, there was a second lockdown. We knew in the middle of the summer they were going to do it again. And they did, right? We were supposed to be the first one, only it never happened. And you know why? Because on August 31st at 2 o'clock, our little emperor was doing his press conference every day and talking about setting up isolation camps. He ordered every public university and college to set aside space to quarantine people. At 8:30 that night, Tom Renz hit send. We never got locked down again after he hit send to file that lawsuit. No more lockdown. And it's not great in Ohio. It's just better here than everywhere else that's been affected by the second lockdown. We weren't locked down. All the businesses are open. About the only thing that you can't have is large gatherings, but we can have 300 people at a wedding or, you know, right now. You're supposed to social distance and everything, but that's pretty hard to police when you've got 300 people gathering somewhere. So actually, it's not terrible here. And the same thing happened in New Mexico. We filed in New Mexico, and the Empress immediately lifted the stay-at-home order. She ordered outdoor dining, and even the press started turning on her a little bit. They, you know, all of her parties at the governor's mansion with the best tequila and wine that she said was for the maintenance crew. Right. We all believe that. Of course, this is a charming woman who, during the first lockdown, opened up a jewelry store because she needed another necklace, because if you're going to be on TV every day, you've got to look beautiful, right? You know, so charming people we have in charge of our government. So there have been, you can win while you're even just by filing. And I just talked to an attorney in another state that we're going to be working in who has said the same thing. Like every time he's filed something, and he hasn't filed our lawsuit yet, but every time he's filed something, the governor then says, well, we better open this up then, because that'll take the wind out of their sails a little bit. So we've made a lot of progress just by being in court. Now, ultimately what has to happen, and I think the $64,000 question, and I do believe the Supreme Court will take this up, is that after all this, we have got to have some definition about what constitutes an emergency, who's allowed to declare it, what kind of oversight, like for how long. I mean, an emergency for 2 weeks, you can recover from anything for 2 weeks, but this has been a year. And I think that where they have done themselves in, and this is my experience in watching criminals, all right, they always overplay their hand. They get too confident. And so had they done this the right way, it's like if they consulted me, I would have said, this needs to be an in and out deal. You need to, like, do this in March, and then things have got to start getting better, like, by fall. And then you need to be out of here so you can do it again. But they didn't do this. Now we're a year in, and the idea that a single individual can declare an emergency that affects people this way for a year with no oversight, answerable to nobody, won't come up with a single document to justify their position. I don't think that the courts, I don't think all courts are going to say that doesn't matter. And we only need one to say that it does.
Right? Well, and we're seeing also some of the state legislatures finally fighting back a bit on governor type powers. And this idea of separation of powers maybe coming back into vogue. We've lost it at the federal level. It'd be nice to see it happen at the state level. And you know, maybe the legislators are finally hearing from their constituents, whether they're part of these groups. I want to talk more about how people can plug into them. But I think that is one of the most profound and powerful way. It's that activity at the most human and local level and noncompliance. And I said this, we need more Rosa Parks moments where people say, no, I will not go to the back of the bus. No, I will not put on the mask. No, I will, you know, follow on to that. And then others have the courage then to join after somebody like a Rosa Parks sets an example like that. And so that happens, though, and it strengthens it when we come together and share our stories about how this is what happened to me at Costco. I hear this all the time. This is what happened here. And suddenly now people are coming together in strength. They're feeling stronger, not as fearful, right? And, you know, so I look at all this as a multi-pronged approach as we talk about, you know, the art of war. It's not just, you know, one head-on assault. You've got this, you got this, and it's a war of attrition to some degree as well. And I think their thought that we would be basically taken out and exhausted after a year of lockdown, the opposite is starting to happen. People are getting worn out. Even those that bought into it are saying, this has just gone beyond any reasonable place. Even though we called it out early, now others are joining us in that call.
Yes, and they have overplayed their hand, and they've and again, this happens all the time. They're very smart on the one hand, and they've got unlimited money, the people behind this, but they really didn't think it through very well. And so the longer it drags out, the more people start to realize what's going on. I personally don't think that the legislatures care much about what's happening to you and I, and I don't think that they care about people writing to them. I mean, when people tell me to write to my legislator, I would rather lay on the couch and read magazines, because I don't think it'll really help. But having said that, they are starting to realize that their own power has been completely eviscerated. Like, they might as well not even show up if somebody can appoint themselves the ruler of the state and do anything that they want. So I think it's more self-preservation of their body that's motivating them. I hate to sound negative about them, but I have a pretty negative view of politicians after all this.
As we all should. I think that's a rational place to be. It's no longer, you know, the fantasy of, and I said this, stop looking for political saviors. That's not where saviors exist. We've got to pick ourselves up and or each other and then also not comply. You know, we hear stories of this, and I know you do, Pam, with these groups that you've helped to start, that suddenly in these groups, one individual gets together with another, another, and it just grows, and these groups split off, and then suddenly there's another. It's an amazing thing how fast this can turn around if we would do that. And, yes, lawsuits too, but that becomes, I won't say secondary, just be another aspect of this. We're putting you on notice, and you're not getting away with this anymore.
Right. Well, and I want to say something, too. I want to go back. You know, in the 35 years that people have been fighting against medical tyranny, not only has it not been effective, it has been a colossal failure. All right. Every year, more mandates, more states mandating vaccines, more states mandate, more hospitals saying you have to get this shot or that. So it's been a colossal failure. Now, the reason for it is not because of lack of effort. not because of lack of money being spent on it and not because of good intentions. I mean, these people have wonderful intentions, right? The problem is we have to look at what they did and make sure we don't make the same mistake. So what did they do? All right, so they sent emails to legislators. They don't care. They signed petitions and declarations. They don't care. They don't care. I mean, a million people signed the Great Barrington Declaration. See anything change? Nope, not a thing, right? Declarations don't matter. Protests don't matter. They don't care about that. Protest is a good place for people like me to meet people to join my group, but it doesn't change anything, right? And then they prepared expert testimony, and they brought in witnesses and doctors, and they brought in, you know, people who were injured by whatever, and none of it made any difference. And I'll tell you, the biggest thing that was a problem is that people signed up passively for these various groups, and then they sat there and they waited for a dozen people at the top to report what they did to make the problem go away. And I said from the beginning, 12 people in Ohio can't solve this for 337 million people. 337 million people better get going on Thursday groups and rise up together with one voice and with a database that can be sorted by legislative district at the state level, because the only thing that's going to work is to threaten them with taking them out and be able to prove that you can, all right?
Right.
Because when I was working on legislative issues at the state level, one of the things that people used to ask me is, where are all these people you claim to represent? Okay, you're here, you're articulate, I believe what you're saying, but where are you? And I'll tell you what, in 2008, what happened was the economy crashed and the state legislators got busy with doing other things, and I ended up with a movie contract and wrote a book that became very popular, and so I kind of went off in a different direction. But I did say to myself, if I ever get involved in this stuff again, I will never, ever, ever sit down with a legislator. I'm not going to the meeting unless I can say and prove I represent 19,000 people in your district, or whatever the number is. But I'm no longer going to claim to speak for people who I don't represent. You're either in my database and I will speak for you, okay? And you will do your part to help me speak for you, or else this just won't work. And so we've modeled everything we're doing after looking at what didn't work and making sure that we didn't duplicate that.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse.
Get clean. Call now and learn more.
800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Scott Bell Show. Uricum acetum can be an issue as well. And there's so many options for you. Now, I would say that everything goes through the liver, because it's true that it does. So if your liver is congested due to exposure to toxins, stress, emotions, anger, any number of things that can create liver congestion can limit your liver's ability to transform metabolic waste that can accumulate in weakened areas. Could be your left knee, both knees, your foot on the left. Now, the left side is also the side of the circulatory system, the right side more the side of the liver. So I would look at maybe some circulatory issues. Those of you who have really taken advantage of the deals we've got for you, boosting your nitric oxide levels has been great, even in reducing some pain. And that's the Cardio Miracle product that you can get. And that's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com as well. So hopefully that's helpful to you, Frank. There's always more to go in this regard. Multi-minerals, certainly magnesium. Let me go see where else I got in questions of the day. And the magnesium we like is the Mega Food Magnesium here. That's a food grown. So if you can find that down under, I don't know. But check it out if you will. Second question of the day is coming from Andrea. Hello, my son and I are about 2 weeks into your Sovereign Silver Aloe Protocol. We've been taking 2 tablespoons of Sovereign Silver with 2 tablespoons of aloe gel 3 times a day. When I read all the literature, this seems like a rather high dosage. I guess, I want to double check that this dosage is safe. Also, your protocol says you may need to take this for up to 8 weeks. Does this mean the same? Does this mean at the same dosage? For sure, we're not going to turn blue, right? Thank you, Andrea. Super Don, have we had anybody that has run through the Silver Aloe Protocol we've been talking about for now decades now, 20 years almost? No one's turned blue from it. No one will. And
no blue, but it is a common question.
Yeah.
It is, and people do have a concern because not that long. Well, I guess it's been quite a while now that I think about it. Paul Karrison.
Yeah, the blue guy from Oregon.
The blue guy that looked like Papa Smurf.
And he was making colloidal silver at home. Unknown quantity, quality, etc., over time ingested to the point where the liver couldn't handle it. And he wasn't killed by it. He was discolored by it. Because if you can't excrete the silver that you accumulate, and by the way, it's a normal constituent of the mammalian diet from the moment you're born. You get breast milk, colostrum from your mom. That contains silver. All mammalian milk contains silver. So you drink cow milk and goat milk. If you eat whole grains, if you eat medicinal edible mushrooms, if you drink water, for goodness sake, naturally occurring spring waters and well waters and even tap water you can measure, it's a ubiquitous trace element. Now, we don't need to go to excess quantities. Using a 10 ppm like the sovereign silver over time, even 7 doses a day for 70 years does not exceed the reference dose, you know, to stay below over that time. It doesn't even approach the critical dose. But to Andrea's point, when you're doing the silver allo protocol, you are increasing the quantity of intake of silver over normal. But it's again a limited time frame, 2 to 8 weeks. And no, it would take, I can't even express to you how many thousands of gallons more to do that.
Well, I mean, even if you're using, say, the Argentin 23, mm-hmm. that's 23 parts per million.
Million. Yeah.
Right? You know, where with a homemade silver, not only are you getting, you know, the higher concentration, most of which is not available that you can actually use when you consume it, but it's got a lot of junk in it, too.
Yeah, there's a lot of
garbage. And that's what causes people to turn blue.
Yeah, it's a little bit more difficult to bind and excrete, and we make it as simple as possible. I don't say we make it. We don't make it, but natural immunogenics. That's why I utilize that, analyzed and validated third-party and through transmission electron microscopy for that bioactivity, safety, and then ease of binding and excretion. So, no, Andrea, in fact, I wouldn't have given it to my kids all these years. I've raised them with these both of these silvers, and they're just as whatever color they are, except darker in the sun, just like normal. But, no, I'm not concerned. But this is also not a permanent protocol. This is a time window that starts and ends. And, yeah, so you're good, Andrea. So thanks for asking the question, though. I appreciate it. Any other questions or comments since Pam came on today? That was a really cool interview. I'm only sorry we didn't get it started right at the get-go, but, you know, the first time you connect with someone, they don't understand fully all
but now we know. Numbers. Now we know that it's not going to be a problem next time we have her on.
Yeah.
Has a follow-up question on the silver. She asks, does the silver protocol tend to produce detox symptoms?
Well, if you're dealing with a microbial burden like yeast overgrowth, you can have what we call a die-off event, a Herxheimer event, but that's minimized by additional support of the liver through homeopathic drainage remedies, selenium, chromium, other herbs that you can work with for the liver. We've talked about CanGest from Alta Health Products being helpful for the liver and the gallbladder. So all of those things that help the liver, kidneys, and lymph to move things out of the body, minimize the discomfort, even if you're dealing with a big old burden that you can reduce immediately thereafter.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds.
So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.